things I want you to remember about this program, some of which I've already just mentioned, is to remember that love really is an addiction and that it has to be fed like any addiction, and that the eyes are an important part of this. The eyes are very important for kindling this. And so gazing to each other's eyes occasionally, at dinner, in the morning, whenever, is important. Keeping track of each other, checking in with each other when you're at a party. Now, this study has been done by John Gottman. Couples that are better off check with each other more often when they're in public. They look to each other more often for cues. Keep that in mind, that when you're in public, that you are looking to each other, that you are checking with each other. Keep in mind that night times and mornings are important, separations and reunions, that nighttime is a way of transitioning away from relationships, away from the world, to aloneness, and that morning is coming out of that aloneness into the world, like being born again. One is a little bit like death, and the other is a little like birth. And it's nice to have somebody there with you during those times. And that daily amplification of positives is important, and there are three ways of doing that: eye-to-eye, face-to-face, joint attention, and this other one, using your personal excitement, your personal feelings of joy that happen maybe a few times during the day, at least, that you convert that into something usable by your partner, and then you can both amplify that experience and get a bigger hit on that in terms of dopamine. You're king and queen. And again, forgive me with if you're a same-sex couple, but you are the bosses. You're the top of the heap. You're the top of the food chain. That means that everybody comes to your party. And when you go places, when you go out to parties, when you go and face the in-laws, when you deal with your kids, that you do it as a couple, that you do it together, and that you don't undermine each other because, after all, you're both at the top of the food chain. Difficult people are much easier to handle when there's two of you than when there's one of you. And so always when dealing with a difficult boss or, again, a social situation where you're out and about, that you stick together. Not only is it going to help you navigate the world, but also people are going to like it. Because like I said, the world loves couples. People look for that. They like to see people taking good care of each other. They like to see a couple that is operating well in the world. I want you to remember about your nervous systems and how easy it is to become threatening and to take this very seriously. If you don't deal with conflict by looking at each other, watching each other, paying attention, and especially tracking one another's faces and bodies and voices for signs of distress and doing something about that distress immediately, quickly, that you're going to have trouble. Pay attention to this idea that your relationship is primary. Because of that, you can't let other things, people, activities come in between you too often. And if you do, you must fix it very quickly. That's going to cause an injury that becomes harder and harder to repair if it continues. So take that very seriously. I also want you to take seriously that not all brains, or no brain, does everything perfectly. That we all have deficits. That we can't do everything well. And that a lot of those deficits exist in the area of social-emotional functioning. And that definitely affects love relationships. That's where it's going to show up in love relationships. And to start to identify or think about things that you don't do well in this area and things that your partner may not do well, and give each other a break here.